faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from another world who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, who can change the course of mighty rivers, bend steel in his bare hands, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the American way. But before we join Superman, here is an important message.
Fellas and girls, as you know, a new war front has been opened by our fighting forces. Welcome newspaper headlines every day shout the thrilling news made by our soldiers, sailors, and Marines. American troops are now in the picture with every ounce of their combined strength. They're in there punching for all they're worth, fighting, slashing straight through to victory. And back here at home, we're cheering them on, giving them moral support. But cheers and congratulations are not enough. We've got to see that the government has the money with which to finance these victories. How? Simply by buying all the war-saving stamps and bonds we possibly can. By doing without things we would ordinarily want to buy so that the money we'd spend may be used for war-saving stamps. And don't ever think that each and every dime isn't important. Remember that 10 cents will buy 5 .45 caliber bullets for our fighting men. 5 dimes will buy enough fuel oil to carry one of our destroyers a full mile in chase of Jap or Nazi subs. And just think, if every fella and girl in the United States were to buy a 10-cent war-saving stamp every day, the total amount would soon buy enough bombers and fast fighter planes to blacken the skies over Germany and Japan. And here's another thing we can all do. As you probably know, the Treasury has asked us to put back in circulation all the pennies and nickels we've been saving, because the metals used in making these coins is vital to the war effort. And if the mint were to make more pennies and nickels, it would result in the manufacture of less guns and tanks and planes. So tonight, ask Mother and Dad for permission to break open your penny and nickel bank. Then take all these coins and turn them in for war-saving stamps. So remember this. Every time that you've got a dime, 2 nickels, or 10 pennies... remember that a stamp a day will pave the way to victory.
And now, the adventures of Superman. Our friends are now in the midst of one of the most exciting adventures of their career, on a search for the lost continent of Atlantis, an ancient civilization believed to lie at the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean. In our last episode, we heard how they began the descent in Dr. Cameron's multi-depth submarine, which they hoped would end in locating the lost continent. But terrible dangers were in store for them. As they reached the depth of 1.5 miles beneath the surface of the Atlantic, a mammoth octopus, 40 times larger than an ordinary octopus, attacked the submarine. Our friends were helpless, because for once it seemed Superman could do nothing. Listen.
Oh, it's horrible. Look at that hideous thing swimming toward us. It's like a huge head with tremendous arms attached to it. Arms as big as fire hoses. Oh, Mr. White, if only Superman were here.
What could Superman do?
If Superman were here, he'd get out through the escape chamber and kill that horrible and disgusting thing.
I've been wondering about that. Superman could get out of the escape chamber, but how would he get out of this compression tank?
You're right, Kent. If the door of this compression tank was opened, we'd all die. There's a tremendous pressure outside there, a pressure none of us would be able to withstand.
That's exactly right, Perry. If the door of this compression tank was opened, we'd die almost instantly.
Lois, what?
Back against the window!
A suction cup! A suction cup from one of those tentacles. Leander, it's reached us. We're caught in its tentacle.
What's that?
It's the motors. The octopus is dragging us down into the depths. He's wrapped his arms around us and is pulling us down. The motors can't pull against it.
The gate. Look at the gate. We're going down again.
There's nothing we can do now. Nothing at all.
But great heavens, we've got to do something. If we're dragged down beyond the 3-mile point, the submarine will begin to crack up.
Crack up is hardly the phrase, Miss Lane. If we go down beyond 3 miles, the reaction on this submarine will be similar to a sledgehammer hitting an egg tray. The pressure will smash us into a pulp.
Well, what are we going to do?
Yes, Doctor, isn't there anything we can do?
Nothing but await our end quietly and with fortitude.
No, there must be something. You're a scientist. You ought to have made some preparations for an emergency like this.
Please, Mr. Kent, we mustn't lose control.
Yes, Clark, for heaven's sake,
control?
Don't...
Control? Who can control himself at a time like this? I got to get out of here. I can't stand being enclosed in this small space, that frightful thing dragging us down into the depths.
Get away from that door, Mr. Kent.
You just try and make...
You fall open that door, Kent, and we'll all last about 10 seconds.
10 seconds?
You heard me, 10 seconds.
Cleverly, Superman, in his disguise of Clark Kent, leads Dr. Cameron into telling him just how long that door can be opened before Lois, White, and Cameron, ordinary mortals, feel the effects of the pressure. Instantly, as Superman, he makes his decision. And as Clark Kent begins to act the part of the coward.
I'm frightened. I'm scared, I tell you, scared.
Kent, for the love of heaven, stop it. We're all scared. But we're doing our darndest not to show it.
I'm not built that way. I'm frightened, and that's all there is to it. Oh, look! Look!
What is it?
That octopus. Wrapping more and more tentacles around the sub. See there. The suction cups against the window. Oh, it's horrible. It's revolting.
Oh, Clark, please.
I can't die like this without a chance to save myself. I can't just stand here waiting.
And for heaven's sake.
I can't stand it, I tell you. I can't stand it another minute.
Catch him, he's fainting. The lights have gone out.
Yes, Clark's hand must have caught on the light switch as he fell.
Well, I know where the switch is. I'll snap the lights on again.
Yes, Perry, and hurry, hurry.
Oh, wait a minute. Here we are. Leander.
Perry, what is it?
Why, the switch has been ripped out of the wall. I can't turn the lights on.
Oh, fudge. Kent must have held onto it as he fell, and the weight of his body ripped it out. Well, since we're going to die, I suppose it don't matter much.
Oh, dear, if only Superman were here.
He couldn't do a thing, Lois, and you know
it. Oh, yes, he could. I don't know how, but Superman could find a way.
Superman has found a way, Lois. You and the others think that Clark Kent is lying at your feet in the dark. But actually, Clark Kent has become his real self, Superman. Slowly, carefully, stealthily in the dark, his hand reaches toward the handle of the door that seals our friends in the compression chamber. He turns the handle.
What was that noise?
Sounded like the handle of the door, but it couldn't be that.
No, of course not.
But it is, Lois. And now Superman's job lies before him. He has got to open and close the door of the compression tank in less than 10 seconds. He has got to open it against the tremendous pressure that exists outside. Can he do it? He must do it. And he does. And even though the entire operation has taken only 2 seconds, Lois, Editor White, and Dr. Cameron gasp for air and feel their heads growing dizzy from the effects of the pressure.
What happened?
You know, I feel dizzy. My head is swimming.
Yes, it feels to me like pressure. And I thought I heard the door open. I thought, no, impossible. Couldn't be.
My head's clearing now a little. My eyes are beginning to focus. Mr. White, are you all right?
I think so. I got a pain in my head like a throbbing headache, but otherwise, great heavens.
What is it, Mr. White?
Why, it's impossible. No. No, it couldn't be.
I see what you mean, Perry. My head's beginning to clear, too. The arms of that octopus are sliding along the wind as if something were dragging him away from it.
Well, you're right. The suction cups are straining to hold onto the glass, but look, they're sliding off.
What was that?
What?
Didn't you see it, that flash of red and blue out there?
Red and blue? No, it can't be. That would be too much to ask.
Mr. White, it is. Look through the glass. It's Superman.
Superman?
Yes, I see. He pulled that monster octopus away from the sub. And now they're both getting ready to do battle.
Oh, I can't watch. It's horrible.
Well, I'm going to watch it, but I can tell you that. There's never been a battle like this in the world before.
Oh, you're right, Perry. Absolutely right. Look there. The octopus coiling its many arms, getting ready to attack.
Oh, no. No.
Superman is treading water, waiting for it. There it goes for it. If Kent could only see this.
Oh, poor Clark. Isn't there something we can do for
him? No, Lois, no. He's better off as he is. He'll come around all right.
The octopus, it's wrapped every one of those powerful arms around him. It's going to try to crush him.
Those tentacles are like fire hoses. What strength there must be in them. Oh, no. No. No, Superman or not, he can't withstand anything like that.
But he is, Perry, he is. Look, oh, great Jupiter, look. He's starting to tie those arms in knots.
Why, haven't you right? He's having a tough time doing it. In fact, I'm not sure that he can.
He must.
Leander, what's that black stuff filling the water? It looks as if somebody poured a huge bottle of black ink into the water.
It's the black liquid the octopus throws off the smoke screen, Perry. It's a horrible choking sort of substance.
Great heavens. Superman's having a tough enough time as it is. He no longer gets one arm from around him, then the octopus wraps another's around him. Why, this is terrible.
The water's getting inkier. It's almost impossible to see, but I believe...
Lois!
Mr. White!
Lois!
They're sinking down out of sight, Superman and the octopus, fighting each other and sinking further into the depths.
They're not sinking down. The octopus is dragging Superman down, dragging him down into his death.
Oh, no!
I'm afraid that's what's happening, Perry. It looks as if your friend Superman has met more than his match at last in a monster of the ocean depths.
No, I can't believe it. He was still fighting. I could see that. Fighting courageously. Perhaps he'll win through after all.
What was that?
Nicodemus calling us by phone from the other compression chamber. Yes, Nicodemus?
Trouble.
What?
We've got trouble.
Don't I know it? We've been watching that fight going on out there between Superman and the giant octopus.
I don't mean that. We've sprung a leak.
With what?
According to the gauges there, we've sprung a leak.
What is it, Leander?
Wait a minute, Perry. Nicodemus, what you say is impossible. The motor depth submarine in bathysphere will withstand pressure to 3 miles below the surface of the Atlantic Ocean or any ocean.
It isn't the pressure alone, Doc. It's that octopus. The crushing power of those tentacles must have weakened one of our plates. Water is pouring into the sub outside these compression chambers, and, well, take a look at your gauge.
The gauge? The gauge? Oh, yes, Nicodemus. We can't see the gauge in here. The lights are out.
Well, my gauge reading is almost 2 miles below the surface, and we're sinking all the time.
Leander, what is it? In the name of heaven, man.
Oh, we're in a bad way, Perry, Miss Lane.
Doctor, what is it?
You might as well know the truth. We're finished. The submarine has sprung a leak, and we're descending fast.
Sprung a leak?
What do you mean?
Why, that means...
Well, it means a number of things. We may sink below to the 3 mile limit and be crushed like an eggshell by the pressure, or we may never reach that 3 mile limit, and the sub's been weakened, and the pressure may crush us in any moment.
What was that?
The motor stopped. Oh. Nicodemus.
The water's got to the batteries, Doc. The motors have gone dead. You know what that means, don't you?
No, not exactly.
The compressor sending air into these compression tanks work off separate batteries. But they're going to go any minute.
Great Jupiter.
What is it now? We can't have any more trouble than we've got.
Oh, can't we? Nicodemus tells me that the batteries controlling the compressors will be the next to stop working.
Well, what are the compressors?
The compressors are the machines that shoot compressed air into these tanks. Once they stop working, we'll all die of strangulation in less than 5 minutes.
If we're not crushed to death before that happens.
Yep.
Isn't there anything we can do? Must we just sit here in the dark, just waiting, doing nothing? Oh, if only Superman knew what has happened now.
Well, he's got his hands full out there with that octopus.
Yes, that's right.
Nicodemus.
Yes?
Gauge reading.
Gauge reading. 2 miles, 12 fathoms. Sinking fast.
What did he say?
We are now 2 miles and 12 fathoms below the surface of the ocean and sinking fast. There's no doubt whatever in my mind that there's nothing we can do now. This is the end.
Never before have our friends been in such a dangerous and futile position. There is literally nothing they can do. And what of Superman? Dragged down into the ocean depths by the fearful mammoth octopus, will Superman overcome the monster, or has even he at last met his match? Be sure to be with us tomorrow for one of the most exciting episodes you've ever heard. Listen every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station. Tune in and follow The Adventures of Superman.
Don't forget, fellas and girls, as you read the thrilling stories of American victories on land, at sea, and in the air, just cheering our fighting forces isn't enough. We've got to give them more support. We must show them we're behind them by buying all the war-saving stamps and bonds we possibly can. We've got to sacrifice some of the things we'd like to have so that the money we'd spend can be loaned to the government through purchases of more and more war-saving stamps and bonds. So let's show the boys on our fighting front that here, back home, we're doing our share to win this war by buying a war-saving stamp every time we've got a dime and by telling our family and friends that this Christmas we'd rather have war-saving stamps and bonds as Christmas gifts than things we can do without. Keep in mind that a stamp a day will pave the way to victory.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Follow the adventures of Superman every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station. Superman is directed by George Lothar and is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.
this is Mutual.